USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House hearing is probing into the Trump administration's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Republican ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Greg Walden, says the Trump administration took unprecedented action.
He tightened up our borders, established a presidential task force to coordinate efforts, and invoked executive authority seldom used except in times of emergency or war.
The police chief in Washington, D.C. isn't happy with protesters who tried to take down the statue of former President Andrew Jackson.
This is a civil society, and that is not civil behavior to tie, you know, ropes around any piece of property and pull it down. If you want that property to be removed, do it in a legal and a peaceful way. That's all we're asking, folks.
Peter Newsham there speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new national poll finds a record number of Americans find the death penalty unacceptable. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Long a divisive issue across America, capital punishment now considered morally unacceptable to a record share of Americans, according to the latest edition of an annual Gallup survey. Gallup says this year's poll finding 54% of U.S. adults said the death penalty is morally acceptable. But that's a decline of 6% from last year. It's 4 points lower than the previous all-time low. And the annual values and benefits survey found that 40% of respondents say the death penalty is morally wrong, the highest rating since Gallup began asking that question in 2001.
Conrad Paul James, a 27-year-old man from North Carolina, was arrested for allegedly starting a riot over the weekend that led to the toppling and damaging of two Confederate monuments in the state capital of Raleigh, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An investment firm that manages more than $1.5 billion in assets announced on Monday they would be leaving Seattle because of the continued protest near its downtown office. Smead Capital Management saying they're moving to Phoenix because of the unrest downtown. The announcement comes as Seattle Democratic Mayor Jenny Durkin says the violence in the CHOP district has to stop.
The gun violence unfolding at night is not only wrong, it also is undermining and distracting from the message for change that we are hearing in the street and in so many of the peaceful protests. We are working with community to bring this to an end. We are going to focus our greatest efforts on reimagining policing itself.
The Golden Globes have a plan for their return, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The Golden Globes is refusing to let the pandemic get in the way of its party. The ceremony will be held February 28, 2021 in Beverly Hills with previously announced hosts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, according to the Hollywood Foreign Press. The date, as with that of other awards, had been delayed amid the coronavirus disruption, but with the Academy Awards having staked out April 25th, the Globes jumped on February. Organizers said they will provide guidance on eligibility, the voting period, and the timing of the nominations, and the ceremony will air on NBC.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.